Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes.
Hi, this is Rick Telberg for CPA Trendlines, and with me today is Bradley Burnett. Bradley, what the hell is this?
Brand spanking new IRS notice, 2021-49, 34-pager. I just now read it, hot off the press. And it's all over the place. It gives us some answers to some old nagging questions, but not all of the old nagging questions. So there's a few places where we're still going to have to power through it with logic. Beyond that, recovery startup business, which of course is created by the ARPA legislation for the third and fourth quarters of 2021. IRS badly needed to define that for us, and they've done so, well, sort of. Once again, they've given us some of the answers, and those will prove to be helpful. But they didn't give us everything we needed, so once again, we'll have to power through it with logic. But that's not a bad thing. But the big one that they actually just addressed is the more than 50% S or C Corp shareholder question. There's been two camps in America. One has said the greater than 50% shareholder wages from the corporation are aced out of the ERC. The other camp says, no, they're not aced out. What did IRS do in this brand spanking new notice? And by the way, Congress did not ask them to clarify this, but they did so because they felt like it. And what did they say? They said, we'll split the difference with you. Actually, you can own more than 50% sometimes, and other times, if you own more than 50 by reason of being related to certain relatives, you're aced out. So now we've got to get into the weeds. Who are you related to and who are you not? IRS gives us a series of examples, and that's where that one ended up. Of course, that's just IRS opinion. The court has the final say, but certainly we have a lot of new information on our plate, and we have also new work to do to sort this out.
Bradley, does this change the work that people have already done to understand the employee retention credit?
It tweaks some of our understandings and it adds some new work to our plates.
What are the mechanics of the new work that we have to do?
Walking through the attribution rules for C or S Corp shareholders to determine whether or not the wages from the company to them are aced out of the employee retention credit or not under IRS's new approach. And then choosing whether we're going to follow IRS approach, which will ace out some people, or challenge it. And we'll have to think through that as well.
When you step back and look at the big picture of the practice, does this make things easier or tougher?
I don't think it makes it any tougher. I think it throws new information on the table so we can move forward and make a decision and move on. I don't think it makes it any tougher. I think it is, however, going to require some new energy to analyze what IRS just threw on the table.
Do you think that this will help or hurt the challenge that accountants are having in comprehending, getting their mind around the ERC? I mean, they've been slow to really adopt it and embrace it and bring it to their clients because it seems just so overwhelming. This seems like it could be just another obstacle for accountants to help their clients because it's another piece of energy they have to apply to a problem they didn't even have before.
I can see that. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, because the problem was on the table. Now we have more information. Who was it? Patton in World War II that said, I want to talk to my enemy. I want to know where they are. I want to know what they're doing and what they're thinking. I think it's the same kind of thing. I'm not saying IRS is the enemy. I'm just saying that here we have more information. We already had the problem on the table. And so now we have more information about what our opponent, if you will, is thinking. And so I think for the people, there's a couple different types of people in life. They say, one says, I need permission or I don't feel comfortable moving forward. For those people, this IRS notice will make them less comfortable because IRS did not give permission for the greater than 50% shareholders' wages to qualify every time. There's the second type of people in life that say, don't ask permission, ask forgiveness. I happen to be one of those. But if that's the case, then you actually now know how to proceed through the field of landmines, not necessarily being wrong, but just being more careful. So it really depends on who you are.
So we have a little bit better map of where the landmines are. We have a bit better idea where the fences are, the roads are, the landmines are, because we've got a little bit more information through this fog of war.
I think that's correct. In any event, it's information we needed, whether we agree with it or not. It's mostly good news, not all, but still it's useful information. And so now we have a better shot at pushing through it.
So what should practitioners do with this?
For starters, read it and try not to fall asleep while they're reading it. And then beyond that, tackle the information, assimilate it with what you know. And we have a brand spanking new class coming up on this at CPA Trendlines. We have first a baseline course on the employee retention credit that's a full-fledged hard hit on the rules. We also have a second class debuting here in a couple of weeks. That is what we call cases and examples that work you through a myriad of examples and give you a working knowledge of what we're talking about.
Bradley, thank you. And to everybody out there in tax and accounting land, click on the link below for more information for Bradley's next class on the employee retention credit. Bradley Burnett, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes. We hope you'll rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts to help other accountants find our show more easily. For more information, you can go to CPATrendlines.com.